The Stonewall Democrats, based in Washington, D.C., is a political voice for LGBTQ Americans. LGBTQ is an acronym for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning. Stonewall Democrat auxiliaries have been sanctioned in 33 states, including Texas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. State President Eric McDaniel spoke from Axiom, where he works as an analyst in Little Rock.
Stonewall Democrats of Arkansas is actually an official caucus of the Democratic Party of Arkansas, and we're very proud of that, being a southern state. It's been a caucus for about 10 years now, I believe.
McDaniel says Arkansas Stonewall Democrats have not encountered any bias within their state party.
As president of the Stonewall Democratic Caucus, I'm on the state committee and the executive committee of the Democratic Party of Arkansas, and I attend those meetings regularly and am very welcome. I've never felt unwelcome at all.
Stonewall Democrats count around 340 active supporters in Arkansas. The name Stonewall traces back to one of the nation's first gay civil rights protests in 1969. At a New York inn by that name in Greenwich Village, gay patrons who had been routinely hassled by law authorities fought back. Today, thousands of national and local LGBTQ rights groups across the country are working on all kinds of issues.
Certainly, Stonewall Democrats at its core is for equal rights of all Arkansans. But we do focus on the equal rights concerns that we have for those that are LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
Although gay marriage is outlawed in the United States under the Defense of Marriage Act, a half dozen states allow it. And last year, President Obama ordered the Justice Department to stop defending the constitutionality of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, which Eric McDaniel says is a start.
Our reaction was very favorable, obviously. We support his decision not to defend any longer. Our position is that we're not asking for special rights, we're just asking for equal rights.
Ending job discrimination is another political plank.
We'd certainly like to see changes in Arkansas in regards to employment rights. In Arkansas currently, if your employer could relieve you simply because you're gay or lesbian or bisexual, transgender, that's, in our opinion, it's just unfair and not right.
Last December, President Barack Obama also signed into law a bill creating a path to end the practice known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which bars gays from coming out in the military. If they do go public, they are discharged. Right now, certain members of Congress are working to block repeal.
We have the President of the United States and the leadership of the military saying move forward with repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So any efforts to prevent people from serving their country proudly based upon their sexual orientation or gender identity, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's nothing but harmful to me, in my opinion.
Here in Arkansas, a 15-year-long battle ended early April. The Supreme Court declared unconstitutional a law banning unmarried couples in sexual relationship, both gay and straight, from serving as adoptive or foster parents. The American Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU of Arkansas filed a lawsuit against the ban on behalf of children, parents, and couples harmed by the law, known as Act 1, in December 2008. The state Supreme Court decision affirmed an earlier ruling by the Pulaski County Circuit Court holding that Act 1, a state ballot initiative sponsored by the Conservative Family Council in Little Rock, violates the Arkansas Constitution's guarantee of a right to privacy.
We were very pleased, very, very pleased to know that the Supreme Court of Arkansas struck down Act 1. There are so many children that need to go to loving homes, and without question, in my mind, some of the most loving homes that I've been in are those of gay and lesbian.
The state's first domestic partnership registry operates in Eureka Springs. Domestic partners sign an affidavit stating they've lived together for a certain amount of time, are exclusive, and share all property and financial resources. Domestic partners include both same-sex couples and unmarried opposite-sex couples. Benefits offered to domestic partners can include long-term care insurance, group life insurance, bereavement, sick leave, and relocation benefits, as well as health, dental, and vision insurance. Because gay marriage in most states is illegal, this is a path toward securing benefits provided by many Fortune 500 companies.
Domestic partner benefits is another one. I'm proud to say that as an employee of Axiom Corporation, they do extend partner benefits to domestic partnerships that you just simply need to prove that you do have a domestic partner living with you in a committed relationship. So I'm very proud of Axiom. And hope that other corporations will move forward and that the state will help that be possible.
Eric McDaniel pointed to the work of the state legislature and Arkansas Governor Beebe, who passed a law requiring anti-bullying policies in every school, including protection for sexual orientation and gender identity.
I was very pleased that the anti-bullying legislation was signed into law this year. I saw the governor sign it. I was very proud of that moment, particularly because it includes language protecting folks due to sexual orientation or gender identity. Having the gender identity and sexual orientation included in that language was just a major plus and something we're very proud of.
And on Tuesday, Governor Beebe will address a quarterly meeting of the Arkansas Stonewall Democrats by special invitation.
We extended the invitation to both the governor and the new chairman of the Democratic Party of Arkansas, Will Bonds. Both have accepted, and so since they both did, we wanted to get on the governor's calendar as quickly as possible for the next coming meeting. So it's really just our quarterly meeting, and he's going to be the keynote speaker.
The governor has agreed to field questions, which Eric McDaniel will facilitate.
We believe he's done a really good job in many respects for the state, and so he's a respectable governor, and we look forward to having him. He's done a lot for the state in regards to education. We have a balanced budget. I feel like he's got a good handle on the state in regards to taxes, and we've expanded, under his leadership, we've expanded Our Kids First. So we believe he's a very effective governor and very proud to have him come speak to us.
Governor Mike Beebe's appearance will coincide with Pride. For the third year in a row, President Barack Obama issued a proclamation recognizing June as Pride Month for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered Americans. Every year across the country, Pride is celebrated by Americans with rallies, parades, and parties. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.